With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Government officials are responding to questions about mysterious drone sightings. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
There have been numerous reports of drones flying at night in New Jersey and other parts of the Mid-Atlantic region. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said there's no evidence the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat or have a foreign nexus. That echoes statements from the Pentagon and New Jersey's governor. But several lawmakers want more answers, and Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says the drones should be shot down if necessary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A tornado near a mall in Central California swept up cars, uprooted trees, and sent several people to the hospital yesterday. Authorities issued the first ever warning. Roger Gass, a meteorologist in the Weather Service office in Monterey, says the warning of a possible twister in San Francisco is a first for the city, noting an advanced alert did not go out before the last twister struck nearly 20 years ago. Abortion fights between the states are heating up.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with abortion bans. Prescriptions like these made online and over the phone are a key reason the number of abortions has increased across the U.S. even after state bans started taking effect. Most abortions in the U.S. involve pills rather than procedures. Pro-life groups are increasingly focusing on the rise of abortifacients. Keith Peters reporting.
President-elect Donald Trump picking longtime foreign policy advisor Richard Grenell to serve as an envoy for special missions, making the announcement last night on social media. This is SRN News. The fate of pro-life laws and those having to do with LGBT issues will be decided by state Supreme Courts, and many of them were altered by this year's election. Republicans expanded their majorities on the Supreme Courts of both North Carolina and Ohio. In Arizona, conservative justices survived a campaign to oust them over their decision to revive a long-buried abortion ban. Texas high courts also became more conservative. Meanwhile, Democrats expanded their majority on Michigan's Supreme Court and flipped one seat on the High Court of Kentucky. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy has signed a law to prohibit book bans in the state and enshrine protections against civil and criminal charges for librarians. New Jersey becomes the latest Democrat-led state to enact a law designed to keep parents from removing pornographic material from the children's section of their school library or public library. Illinois and Minnesota have already done so. Libraries cannot exclude books because of the views of the material or its authors in New Jersey. This is SRN News. U.S. Marines have begun their drawdown from the Japanese island of Okinawa.
The partial transfer of U.S. Marines from Okinawa in Japan to Guam is now underway. 12 years after Japan and the U.S. agreed to reduce American troop presence on the southern Japanese island. Under the plan, some 9,000 Marines will be transferred off Okinawa in phases, including some 4,000 that are going to Guam. Okinawa, which was under U.S. post-war occupation until 1972, is home to a majority of more than 50,000 American troops based in Japan under a bilateral security pact. Many Okinawans have long complained about the heavy U.S. military presence on the island. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Today is Sunday, December 15th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including rock musician Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five. He's 85 years old. Baseball Hall of Famer Jim Leland, 80. This is SRN News.